hasn't been a single operation that I've ever been involved in where we didn't discover that there's something that we could have done better or more efficiently or more effectively. But I want to take the time to do it the right way. And so we'll do that in the days ahead.
Well, it's always, we'll do it later. Well, to truly value the sacrifice of our troops, we must demand the truth from our government officials. The families of the fallen deserve nothing less than a full accounting. Last night, Paula Knaus, whose son Ryan was one of the 13 killed at the Kabul airport last Thursday, had a message for President Biden.
Ryan and all the men and women in uniform stand and they take orders and they do their responsibilities and they face the consequences of not doing that. Where in Congress, where in our nation's capital, who will stand up and say, I messed up? I am responsible. Who will do that?
Change. Imagine if this scenario were playing out under President Trump. The Democrats and the media would be tag-teaming the administration at every turn. Instead, they circle the wagons and come across as fanboys and girls.
What do you see in the country with troops, with veterans, that makes you feel it's a rare thing, that makes you feel these messages must continue? General Milley, I was very struck. You used the words pain and anger. Can you help people understand that? Where does your pain and anger come from? If you could both answer your views on this.
Is she kidding me? And reporters let Milley get away with reframing the entire objective of the war in Afghanistan.